The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Text messages and calls about the protest over in Anderson. I wanted to check in quickly with Linda with the Anderson County Republican Party. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So are you at the protest or have you been there? Is it still ongoing?
It's ongoing, but it's starting to break up now. Yeah, I was there at 7 this morning.
So tell us about it. What's the objection and how is this program being carried out? They're offering $100 to students for getting to get the vaccine. Is that right?
Right. And a $500 bonus to teachers for getting the vaccine. And I think most people just feel like this is overreach. It's out of the realm of what the school system should do. There are quite a few there that are anti-vaxxers, period, that just don't feel that vaccine is safe enough to risk children's lives. But most importantly, they seem to want, they feel like the parents are the ones that should call the shots, so
sure.
to speak.
Sure. And now I'm assuming, Linda, that even if a child wants to do this, they have to get the parents' consent anyway. Is that right?
They do have to get the parents' consent, although, as my daughter, who's with me right now, said to me, Mom, I signed your name so many times, it's high school. So, you know, I think that was a Hail Mary when he got a lot of pushback against the drug, because as I understand it, initially the parental consent was not required, but it's still overreach. You know, our schools, yes, when I was in kindergarten, I got a polio shot, but at that time, you know, 30% of the population died from polio.
Right.
People that got it, it was a whole different thing, and people were getting 50% of the people that got it were paralyzed for life.
Yeah.
This is a whole different animal here, and I think we just feel like the schools have overreached one too many times, and we the people are going to start fighting back on those things, not just this, but other issues like the CRT and some of the things added to the curriculum that we as parents don't believe in.
Yeah. So any response from the school district, Linda?
Not that I saw. There was quite a bit of media out there. I would say there were 60, 70 people at its peak. And, you know, of all age groups, somebody came from as far away as Georgia to support this initiative. So, you know, it was pretty good. I think it's high time that we start pushing back on not only our school board, but any officials if we believe they're going in the wrong direction.
Right. Sure. Linda, thanks for checking in with us. You guys be safe out there and good to talk to you. Appreciate you listening
Thank
to the Morning
so
Answer in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Sure thing.
Yeah. Okay.
877-235-9405. So the big question for Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt this morning is, we're just talking to Linda Kirkpatrick from Anderson. They're protesting over there, Lieutenant Governor, because one of the school districts offering $100 incentive to students. Where does this money come from? Is that state money, or how do they afford to pay the students this?
Well, Joey, that I don't know. I wish I had some insight on that, but you know, always, I think, and we've been saying it forever, is parents need to make choices for their children, right? And they should do that in conjunction with their doctors. I mean, who do we go to? I mean, you know this better than anybody coming off of this leave that you've been on, right? We have to trust our doctors. That's who we should go to for advice. That's who will tell us what is best for us. And that's who we have to count on. But, you know, the governor and I have been very clear that we believe parents should be making choices for their children, whether if it's to mask them or not mask them. We feel they have the right either way, right? If you feel that it's something that your child needs, then great. If you feel that something your child is hurting them, then that's good. But we want to put all the power back to the parents where it should be.
Yeah, yeah. The HUD secretary was in our state this week talking about the eviction moratorium. Of course, the Supreme Court, not allowing that to move forward. South Carolina Housing, they're sitting on millions of dollars, Any insight on what the state, what they're doing there, what the state can do to potentially get those funds out quicker to landlords? Because, you know, it's a simple transaction, and as someone who owns rental property myself, all I want is someone to take care of my property and pay the rent. So rather than talking about eviction moratoriums, I think we should be talking about how do we get the money that's already been set aside to the landlords. Any insight on what South Carolina may be able to do to speed that process up?
Well, you know, first off, it is, you're right, it's up to the housing authority. They need to pull that money down from, you know, from the federal government, and then that's their process. Unfortunately, that is not a cabinet department, so, you know, we don't see direct insight into that. Governor is always worried about the people of South Carolina and wants to make sure that, you know, we're handling this money transparently, that it's given properly, that people are going through the right motions, but he wants it to get to the people too, right? So you have to be cautious, have to make sure you're not just giving it out. But once you've checked all the boxes, then you got to make sure it gets to the people it's intended to.
Yeah. I mean, I've just, and again, as someone who owns rental property, I have watched this unfold over the past year, and I'm thinking, it's very simple here. We've spent, what, $6 trillion now in various spending programs, supposedly related to COVID. Get the money to the people to pay their rent. It's real simple. Rather than having people just, you know, living there. In some cases, they're working, they're getting, checks from the government. They're being paid not to work, but they still don't pay their rent. But yet those landlords who are small business owners can't evict them.
Absolutely. I was glad to see that the Supreme Court did not allow the Biden administration to overreach as it's been doing time and time and time again, and said, no, enough is enough. Because we're hearing it from, you know, you see the reports every day from people that own property, Joey, just like you, who say, listen, I'm not getting any rent, but I have to fix the furnace. I have to make sure the roof's not leaking. I have to make sure all these things are done. And I'm getting no rent to do that. Oh, and by the way, if I don't own that property outright, I still got to pay the rent. I still got to pay my mortgage on it.
Right. And by the way, the property taxes are due too.
Yeah, let's not forget that. I would hate Joe Cornell to call me and say, you got to talk about us too, right? Like, we need our money.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a little note on my property tax notice. Sorry, I can't pay you because my renters haven't paid, and I can't evict them. As soon as I can evict them and get a paying renter in there, then I'll pay you.
Exactly. You know, it goes back to, Joey, why would we do what we need to do? Because there's consequences. We're living in a society where, you know, Joe Biden's administration and the Democrats want to take away consequences. And when you take away consequences, then what is anybody's incentive to do anything, right? If you can not go to work and get paid, you'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Most of us go to work because we want to go on vacation, because we need to feed our children, because we want to have a roof over our head. But if you're going to get a check, and that's what that's why the governor took away the federal stimulus on unemployment, the additional unemployment, because people, you got to get back to work. I mean, there's got to be
It's like the answer to everything. And on our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, every day it's like there's a new incentive program. And just like we're talking about over in Anderson, $100 incentive for students to get the vaccine, a $500 bonus to teachers to get the vaccine. I was talking earlier this morning, San Francisco, they've started a pilot program there where they're going to pay $300 to people not to shoot someone.
Oh, my $300. Gosh, Joey, I heard that. I was going to mention that and say, Joey, if you hadn't heard, I can one up all those crazy things. How about enforcing the laws? How about standing behind our police? We have laws as an incentive to not shoot someone, right? But when you have this catch and release policy that the Democrats seem to be so proud of, are they figuring out finally that that's not working? I mean, is this the last Hail Mary that they're going to throw out? Why don't we just back our blue, like we've all been saying, stand behind them when somebody breaks the law, put them in jail,
yes,
and then we wouldn't have to pay anybody to do the right thing, would we?
exactly.
If we had consequences.
I mean, I can see people lined up in long lines now in San Francisco claiming that they're planning to shoot somebody this weekend, but if you give me $300, I won't do that. I mean, it's crazy.
That every time we think it can't get any crazier, we can't say that out loud anymore, Joey, like what's next, right?
Yep.
My grandma used to say, never say what's next, because you'll be surprised what'll come out of the woodwork, and that's
every
what we're
time.
Seeing now.
Every time you'll be surprised. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, always good to talk with you. We'll check in with you again next week.
Joey, have a happy and safe Labor Day to you and everybody listening.
You too. Be safe out there.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.